And after 8 this morning, and we're still talking about the coronavirus. I think we are going to talk about it until the end of time because we need to be updated as soon as possible. And Brazilian suspends national competitions also.
That's not a surprise.
Yeah, that's not a surprise. I think everything should be cancelled at this point.
Everybody's just basically cancelling everything, eh?
What a boring life we're living now, though.
Like, by the way, my birthday bash for July is also cancelled because of coronavirus.
My birthday is literally next week. My birthday. So we're not doing
anything. We can't come to your party.
We're not doing anything.
I will postpone it to somewhere there in April. But by April, we should contain it, guys.
This is going to take quite a few months. Eh?
Yeah.
We shouldn't fool ourselves. It's not even done spreading yet.
You know what? Akinya kunyata our system.
Yes.
I believe the country has, you know, resources that are put in place and plans that are put in place as well to combat the impact as soon as possible.
I've said this before with and I gave Andile and Nick the same example that we dealt with Ebola and we dealt with listeriosis. So
why can't we deal with this?
Well,
one?
You know? I mean, okay, look. I think this thing is a bit tricky in that this one has spread much more than Ebola, right? I mean, personally, I am a bit skeptical about whether we can handle it. I have a friend who's sitting in Belgium and saying she wishes she was home. I'm like, yeah, when I stay put.
Yeah, stay in
Belgium,
please. It's
fine because you are in a better condition. You're in a better situation there, I think, on the medical side. So if you do contract something or you do start acting up, I feel you'd be better taken care of there than here. So, I mean, not that I'm looking down on our health systems, but we need to be honest. Our hospitals are not always up to scratch. And I'd rather be sick in a first world country than in South Africa.
Fair enough. There's no way you're going to be sick in here. So whether you like it or not, you can take another plane and go to
South Korea
and find medication
you
there.
You have 3 days to fly.
Although the president did announce yesterday that, you know, they're going to act swiftly.
Yeah.
Now they're going to make sure that, you know, they respond quickly and effectively to every case that is reported. And with that said and done, because we also have some very positive technological advances that the country has gone through, I do believe that we will get rid of this as soon as possible.
Yeah.
I think it's as it's being handled by the National Institute of Communicable Diseases.
Of course.
Think them I can trust because they handled Ebola quite well and they've actually quite world renowned.
Those are the exact
as
people
government
that
is not doing it. I'm fine.
Government,
but why would the government do it when they don't even have qualifications to do so?
That's the problem. That's what I'm worried about.
No, they are working with these people.
Yeah.
They are the ones that actually look after us.
Yeah, true.
The World Health Organization and these guys. So trust me, I think we are going to go through it nicely.
Yeah, and a lot of money is going to be wasted sort of with the economy going down. I think that in as much as we are trying to say that schools will be closed for now in tertiaries, the next step, if we are going to get to the 100%, that's when I think
staff members
must
also
stay at home at
but
this point.
You know, I feel like we'd rather waste money than let people lose their lives.
Exactly. Either way, the economy is going to suffer
of
if you lose more people, you know.
We can always pick up.
We've been in recession before and we are still in recession.
Yeah,
so
sorry.
Come